St. Ignatius, well, he was the son of a Basque nobleman belonging to the House of Loyola, and perhaps the two wolves on the crest or the coat of arms of the family is significant and points to the rather rapacious nature of the family. So perhaps the house was more power-hungry than peace-loving. And I suspect Ignatius grew up in this climate, a world of ambition, of power, and he had such dreams for himself.
It was the best of times and the worst of times. A young man had set off with high hopes of achieving fame and glory in battle. His dreams had been devastated with the bullet that shattered his leg, leaving one shorter than the other. Conscious of his appearance, Ignatius twice asked the surgeon to put things right. He gritted his teeth and somehow survived the agony of unanaesthetized orthopedic surgery that broke and refashioned newly healing bones. For a while, the situation was critical. Ignatius' life hung in the balance. Father Lisbeth de Souza is an assistant to the Jesuit Superior General. He continues.
Ignatius is described as a soldier, but I think it's more likely that he is, or he was, a gentleman officer who was serving the Duke of Navarra rather than a professional soldier. And speaking of his own youth, he often confessed that as a young man, he enjoyed warlike sports and had a great and foolish desire to win fame. So I think he was very ambitious and, like most Basques, perhaps arrogant, strong-willed, obstinate. And I suspect that these qualities served him very well as general of the society later on.
Ignatius was born into a period of great inquiry, exploration and discovery. Although a warrior, he was also a man of his times. Father Lisbeth continues.
I'm sure also that the times in which Ignatius was born and lived influenced the kind of person he grew to be. The discovery of America by Columbus, the great sea journey of Vasco da Gama to India. It was also the time of the Renaissance, and Ignatius probably, as a consequence, always had a great appreciation for the importance of the humanities and the way in which they could form character.
Father Lisbeth sees similarities between Ignatius and St. Paul.
Personally, I like to think of Ignatius as similar to St. Paul, a man who did passionately whatever he did. When Paul was persecuting the church, he did it wholeheartedly. And when he was proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, he did it wholeheartedly. And similarly, I think Ignatius gave himself heart, mind and soul to whatever task he had in hand.
Ignatius was an unlikely saint. Far more interested in having a good time, it was only as he lay in bed, recuperating from his injuries, that he became bored and asked for something to read. In fact, he'd hoped for tales of chivalry and romance, but his family was known for action, not for learning. The only books in the house were A Life of Christ and a book of the lives of the saints. He had no choice. For want of something better to do, Ignatius started to read the only books available. God had a surprise in store for Ignatius. In reading the lives of the saints, he found himself wondering what would happen if he were to follow the example of St. Francis of Assisi and St. Dominic. Gradually, he began to notice that when he had previously read romances and tales of chivalry, he had been left restless and looking for action. In reading of the saints, he found himself at peace. This was definitely something Ignatius had never expected. Ignatius underwent a spiritual conversion and threw himself heart and soul into a search for God's will. He felt that God was calling him to the priesthood, but he decided that he needed further studies if he was to be really effective. Previously, he hadn't been interested in learning, but now he discovered that, if he wished to make up for lost opportunities, he would have to sit in a classroom with young boys many years younger than himself. Yet Ignatius was not short of courage.
Well, I think Monsignor's guts already, at the time when he was wounded, because the first operation either was not well managed or when he was being carried from Pamplona to his castle in Loyola, the travel dislodged the bone or whatever. He was so upset that his one leg was shorter than the other and he wouldn't be able to function in a normal manner that he had the operation redone through enormous pain, as I suppose anesthesia was not very common in those days. No? So I suspect that this masque nature of his, you know, of giving himself totally to whatever was his task in hand, motivated him for worldly glory at one stage, and once he decided he was going to prepare himself to be a priest, then studies was important, and so at the age of 30 he starts studying Latin, sitting in class with little schoolboys. They must have had a very good time laughing at the old man struggling through. And I think he always wrote very bad Latin subsequently. But perhaps what is amazing is, because of his own determination and the significance that he gave to studies, he emphasized this so much as the apostolate, the service that the society could do in later times. So I suppose, not only in terms of his spiritual experience, but even in terms of his concept of the service the society could offer, his own personal experience was at bottom of his decisions and his guidance.